This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. European countries are scrambling to tamp down on the surge of COVID-19 cases and ramp up vaccinations. They hope to spare hospitals from becoming overwhelmed by the pandemic's latest deadly wave of infections. Some countries impose tougher new pandemic restrictions to slow down infection rates. Others lifted such measures in spite of the ominous trends. France's health minister warned Monday that the number of COVID-19 patients in the country's intensive care units could match the level of the first crisis a year ago. The crush of coronavirus patients has been relentless for hospitals in Poland, which hit new records of over 35,000 daily infections on two recent days. COVID-19 cases are again rising in the United States, and the CDC is now pointed the finger at young adults or younger adults. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
We are now entering our fourth week of increased trends in cases.
And CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the rise predominantly involves younger adults.
This is among 18 to 24-year-olds where we're seeing actually some peaks in cases.
She says the increasing variant spread and the rise of youth sports and other activities are playing a role. She says the good news is the majority of American seniors have now been fully vaccinated. ER visits, hospitalizations, and COVID deaths among those 65 and older are all down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea announced that because of coronavirus pandemic, it will not participate in the Tokyo Olympics. A website run by the North Sports Ministry said the decision was made during a national Olympics event.